Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with NCBA Chief Veterinarian Officer Dr. Kathy Simmons. Back with Dr. Simmons in just a moment. Hey, cattlemen, would you like to capture an extra $24 a head from your stocker operation? You can with Synovex One Grass. Designed for use in both steers and heifers, it provides long-lasting weight gain for up to 200 days, helping you harvest more gain from your pastures. How much gain? In an Oklahoma trial, stockers implanting with Synovex One Grass outgained cattle implanting with Revelor G or Encore by 20 pounds. Implant with long-duration Synovex One Grass this spring and increase your profits by up to $24. For more information, visit growwithsynovex.com. Refer to label for use precautions and warnings. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up this Thursday, March 22nd, live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 232 and DirecTV Channel 603 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 24,700 head to be offered, including 8,700 yearling steers, 5,400 yearling heifers, and 8,600 weaned calves. For more information, call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com for this Thursday's March 22nd. Sale. In recent days, we enjoyed the opportunity to sit down and talk about a variety of issues with the Chief Veterinary Officer of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Dr. Kathy Simmons. At the top of the list of things we talked about, the Veterinary Feed Directive, VFD, how the Food and Drug Administration is using the VFD to more closely monitor how antibiotics are being used in animal agriculture, especially when it comes to feed use. She says it's all part of a bigger game plan that FDA has in regards to antimicrobial stewardship.
I think antimicrobial stewardship has become a huge issue both in veterinary medicine and human medicine, and we are all working to define exactly what that is. We in the beef cattle industry feel like we have been involved in antimicrobial stewardship for over 30 years. For over 50 years, we've used antimicrobial drugs. For over 30 of those 50 years, we've had responsible stewardship guidelines. We are working to educate on responsible antimicrobial stewardship through our beef quality assurance program. We in 2016 pulled all of our antimicrobial stewardship information out of the manual and put it in a supplemental guide for easy access by our producers and our members, and we continue to have that as part of our state implemented educational BQA programs. So we, like the agency, are concerned with antimicrobial stewardship. They put out some directives with regard to that in November of 2017. We're all working towards, you know, enhancing our stewardship, benchmarking our stewardship, getting away from measuring volumes of use.
So as we've walked up to this point with the FDA, where are we going? In other words, where is this journey going to lead us to eventually a few years down the road with animal agriculture?
I think a really important concept in the use there is something that we continue to stress with FDA and which they continue to back us up on, and that is the need to have the medically important antimicrobial drugs available for both prevention, control, and treatment of animal diseases. There is some push on some sides for treatment only, not prevention and not control. We feel that prevention and control are major aspects of the therapeutic process for us in food animals that help to ensure a safe food supply and enhance public health. So we continue to advocate for the continued FDA support in that area. I think we're going to see FDA wanting to collect some sort of data on antimicrobial drug use on the farm. They're not quite sure how they can link that data to antimicrobial resistance. There's been some talk of biological sampling. I think there have been some problems on how to do that, how to correlate that. And so I don't know that they've exactly worked that out, but I think there are plans to do national animal health monitoring surveys on antimicrobial use. I know they just did, I think this past fall, one for swine and one for cattle on feed. It was a voluntary survey, limited number of participants, but I think they're trying to see how effective this survey vehicle will be in giving them information. The concern is that we need to have validated information if we're going to put it out publicly.
And there continues to be a little bit of attention in that there's a camp that wants animal agriculture not to be able to use antibiotics.
I think there is some discussion of that. I think there is less so than maybe there was at the higher governmental layers. The PACCARB, the President's Advisory Council to Combat Antibiotic-Resistant Bacteria, their next meeting is going to center on antimicrobial stewardship in animal agriculture. We're hoping that the conversations there, maybe to benchmark stewardship rather than to look at just total volumes of use and eliminate volumes of use, can trickle down to others. We're hoping that the thinking that coming with a group of folks who make up this PACCARB group that are both veterinarians and physicians, educating each other on their mutual uses in their areas of expertise, can help to facilitate more broad-based thinking in that area.
NCBA's Chief Veterinary Officer, Dr. Kathy Simmons. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.